WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Classical music critic Lord Schwartz says he's in a dilemma. He's usually stuck listening to great works in performances that are inadequate, but today he's reviewing what he thinks is a magnificent performance of a work he doesn't especially admire, Carlyle Floyd's 1955 opera, Susanna.
This is a recording of such historical importance that it should be required listening for anyone interested in opera. Any recording that features the legendary American soprano Phyllis Curtin is automatically significant. Besides her distinctive voice, her musicianship, and her extraordinary dramatic conviction, she's one of the rare American sopranos who identified herself as an American. She not only sang the standard European repertoire, she performed and inspired new American music. But she recorded relatively little. She became dean of Boston University's School for the Arts and retired from performing about a decade ago. Now she teaches and is artist in residence for the Boston Symphony Vocal Program. The best-known part written for her is the title role of Carlyle Floyd's opera, Susanna, and we now have a rare live performance of it from the height of her career. She's in thrillingly intense voice, a voice of searing passion and exquisite delicacy. The plot is an Americanized version of the story from the Apocrypha of Susanna and the elders who think she's immoral because they see her swimming naked. In the opera, she's a mountain girl from Tennessee whose native high spirits are willfully misread as promiscuity. A corrupt preacher seduces her, so there are also elements of the Scarlet Letter and Somerset Maugham's Sadie Thompson story, Rain. Susanna sings two of the few contemporary arias that have actually entered the standard recital repertoire, Ain't It a Pretty Night, and the folk song, The Trees on the Mountains. Phyllis Curtin's sincerity makes even bits of dialogue hair-raising. Here's the end of the scene in which the hypocritical preacher, Olin Blitch, played with sympathetic complexity by Norman Traigle, tries to defend Susanna's innocence without admitting his own complicity in her losing it.
But try it, Susanna, yearn. Make it up to you.
swear I will.
Performance of Susanna on this disc was presented in 1962 by the New Orleans Opera, 7 years after the world premiere in Tallahassee. Besides Phyllis Curtin, the strong cast includes the also too little recorded Norman Tregel, who sang the first New York performance a year after the opening and for many years thereafter. Tenor Richard Cassily is outstanding as Susanna's brother, who ends up shooting the preacher. Knute Anderson conducts with incisive dramatic strokes. Carlisle Floyd himself staged this production, which surely accounts for part of its energy. I wish the opera were a little less manipulative and melodramatic, a little less derivative of Puccini by way of Menotti. The satire on prudery and family values is timely, but awfully heavy-handed. If only Susanna had a touch of Virgil Thomson's slyness to temper its overwrought overstatement. At least Phyllis Curtin and her colleagues give it the ring of truth.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new 2-CD set of a live performance of Carlisle Floyd's opera Susanna from a 1962 production starring the legendary American soprano Phyllis Curtin.